No, you about to tell us our questions that door open, girl.
No, I wasn't going to tell y'all that. I wasn't going to tell y'all that. And that is not that girl's name. Her name is not Precious.
What was her name? Why do I keep calling her Precious? What's up with a P? What went on with a P?
We know. See?
It wasn't Precious. I don't know why I thought her name was Precious.
All right. Now, the question I have is...
You ain't got no question. I don't know her name. I forgot her name.
The question I have is...
I thought it was Precious.
She's trying to bypass.
Who is more...
I thought her name was Precious.
Who is more harmful and who is more harmful and hurtful in breakups? Is it women or is it men?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Glass House Podcast. I'm Matthew.
I'm Nalisha.
And I'm Keenan.
This is another episode of the Glass House. We are so excited that you are here today. Today, we're going to be talking through some stories about relationships, about some breakups, about bad breakups, what we've learned from them, what you could learn from our stories of strength and struggle. So we are so excited that you are joining us for another episode. We were having a conversation offline before we started recording this episode. And I would like to just continue where we were, but then I know that won't be good home house manners. So I think we need to kind of build up to that, and we'll get to that in a second. But before we do that, I want to first ask Keenan and Alicia, how are they both doing today? How are you guys doing today?
Great. Listen, I'm telling y'all, I'm tired. I was sleeping before we got on this podcast, y'all. K.O.
To be honest, why were you sleeping?
I'm just tired from work.
Oh, I thought that had put that pressure on you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, glory to God.
Glory to Jesus. Go ahead on. Keenan, how are you, man?
Man, I'm doing well. It is a stormy day. It's been a stormy week here in Houston. But I'm doing well because the pandemic taught us some things. I got a text message this morning that said everybody is working from home. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. but I'm doing good, man. So, enjoying the day.
That is exciting. You know, people in Houston, they're not used to nothing but heat. So for them to say it's a stormy day, he's highlighting the fact that the weather doesn't change. So yes. I guess in a way he's bragging on the consistent weather in Houston. Keenan, you don't have long, depending on when people are listening to this episode, before you are a father.
Yeah, man.
How you feel about that?
I'm excited, bro. I am excited. Our baby little Eliza is on the way. We are ready. We've bought everything, and thanks to our friends, even our friends here on the podcast with me who has invested and helped us and bought some things for her. We have great family and great friends who have really just looked out for us. So we're prepared, but this is our first time being parents. And one thing the insurance lady told me, y'all, listen, when y'all start having kids, get y'all some life insurance. I went and got
Ain't no way you talking about when y'all start. Don't put that on me.
I'm just saying, make sure you got some life insurance. So I went and got a life insurance policy. And the lady who was giving me my life insurance, I told her, you know, have got a baby on the way, stuff like that. And she said, newborn babies are meant for new parents. So you know what? I'm taking that. That's the advice I'm living with. And all I got to do is keep this child alive.
I mean, something wrong with you for you to minimize it to keep the child alive. That tells me everything I need to know about you. No, it's all right. We're done after this. We're done. Okay. To keep the child alive. Anyways, folks, let's get to the topic. Today, we're going to talk about relationships in the context of breakups. Now, here's my thought process before we talk real quick. I think as young adults and as people in particular, I don't think we have matured in our breaking up. Let me define that. So many times in relationships, even currently and past relationships in people's life, do we find the most immature reasons to push away from people? instead of just simply saying, you not what I want. And so on today's episode, I want to talk about our experiences through bad breakups. Not necessarily bad breakups, but probably breakups. Hold on, these dogs. Be quiet! These dogs, man, this is little dog. This is, ain't no way he started playing and fighting when I'm talking. I'm trying to talk about the news. I'm trying to talk about the topic today.
Listen, that man says, hurry up, hurry up.
Ain't no way this dog making that noise like that. Kenny, you're going to have to take over because this dog getting on my nerves. I got to put this dog up.
It's okay. All right, come on.
Kenan, take over. I'm going to put this dog up. You go ahead on. Take over.
All right, y'all. So today we are talking about exactly what Matthew was just talking about, and that's breakups. We're not only just talking about breakups and bad breakups, but we're talking about how we have matured in our relationship building, right? How do relationships look? And I think I speak for all of us here when I say we're in between, what, 25 and 27 here on the show. So we've been through the high school breakups, the college breakups, the, you know, all of that good stuff. And now we're getting a little older. And what I'm finding out is a lot of my friends are now getting to the place where they're looking for someone to love. Right? They're looking for someone to love, and they're looking for someone to love them. And in the way of social media now, we have a lot of talk around relationships and what to do and what not to accept and what are your red flags and what are not your red flags and all of that good stuff. So to start the conversation off, I want to ask Nalisha. Nalisha, what was your worst breakup experience? And when you think about it now, could you have done it or could it have been in a better way?
So let me see, my worst breakup experience. I would say the most heartbreaking experience was my last relationship, because me and this dude was like, bro, we was in love, man. We was in love for real.
Whoever this dude is, she's still grinning. She's still grinning.
We was in love for real. And, you know, my family loved him. You know, everybody says that, oh, I'm not in a relationship with, you know, your family. I'm in a relationship with you. But at the same time, me, you know, and the steps that I want to take in life as far as marriage and everything like that, I want to like, you know, your family. I want you to, my family to like you. So, you know, both families like myself, and you know, my family liked him, and you know, it was all great and gravy until it wasn't. Like, when I say this man treated me like literally a queen, like on cloud nine, all that. We were together for a year. He was supposed to come down to take couple pictures, because we, you know, it's gonna be our year anniversary. So we're going to take a couple pictures. You know, I hadn't got my dress, stuff like that. And then something tragic happened. You know, my grandfather was in the hospital. So my grandfather was in the hospital, and I called him, you know, let him know. And this man was like, hey, can we talk? Everybody know what the can we talk mean. So. So when he was like, can we talk? And I'm halfway asleep, waking up, you know, thinking about my granddaddy.
Wait, so, at this point, is he on the way to you?
Nah, he ain't even come.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead. So he was like, I think we should take a break. Negro, what? I don't do breaks. We cool. Like, what are we breaking for? It had been a year. Mm. So he was saying, you know, the typical man stuff. And like, mind you, if y'all met this man, y'all really would not think he's like this, like for real. So he was like, he got to focus on himself. You know, he got to get himself together, because he got a lot of like, the stuff he was saying really made sense. Like, he was saying he had to go to therapy, and, you know, he had to do, which he did, because, you know, something tragic happened in his life. I ain't gonna put the man business out there, mm-hmm. but something tragic happened in his life in 2015 when I graduated high school. Mm-hmm. So he never really talked about it. He just kind of, it happened. He pushed it to the side, and he still gets emotional to this day about it. So,
and during that year, y'all being together, he had that had already happened, and he was trying to work through that. Or
no,
did
like,
that affect y'all relationship?
We were best friends for like 7 years before we even got in a relationship.
Uh-oh. All right, all right, all right. Stop there, Matthew. Help me out. Help me, y'all.
Yeah, that's for my listeners. Okay, munch.
That's a lot. No, that's a
this,
lot.
This for my listeners.
Don't you call me no munch on no podcast. You know what that means.
Aaliyah has that. Aaliyah knows about that.
Now, I have a question.
Kenny, you heard what I said. Don't bypass what I said because Nalisha went there first. Nalisha went there first.
I'm trying to figure out this whole thing of
oh my
we
God.
Have been friends for years and now we want to push it into a relationship. Is that always?
Best relationships, though.
It's always been chemistry, like that. Like then, it was always chemistry. Then, like you know, all that stuff. Like we were friends, but we also had chemistry. But at the same time, when we were in a relationship with somebody else, we respected it.
So, can you go back to being friends?
No.
Why not?
Absolutely not. Because that was a heartbreaking moment for me, and he wasn't there, and he crushed me in the moment. Like my grandfather. Like, you know, passed away. He had a heart attack, and that man was not there for me at all.
So I think that warrants a conversation that, like, that's a circumstantial thing where it happens to be bad timing, right?
Right.
Like, he happened to choose that day while you were already going through something. And for people listening to this episode, I'm thinking that sometimes people, they'll tell us that they care about us. But then the season that we need them the most, they will put their individual concerns for themselves higher than the effort that they put into the relationship.
Let me stop you there because, hold on, because this
get see, into it.
See, Matthew trying to be real philosophical, and that's not where we're going with this conversation, bro.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. You know what? Let me shut my mouth, okay? Y'all go ahead on. Do your thing. Okay, do your thing.
That happened in August, right? That happened in August. In September, was it September or November? That November, I found out he had a girlfriend. So I'm pretty sure.
Wait. See, I wanted to get there. Okay. All right.
It's Matthew eating like he eating popcorn.
Now this is the thing. And Matthew, I need you to chime in because I need to hear the male's perspective here. And I don't want to give it myself, but I want to hear it.
I hope you don't think I'm going to tell my business like that. So you better keep it moving, buddy. My dirty laundry. So let me eat my cheese in peace. Go ahead and go.
Now, when he makes the decision to say, you know what, hey, I'm going to call her, I'm going to text her and tell her, hey, you know what, I need some time to me, I need some time to myself, or I need to figure some things out. I'll speak for me. When I have made that speech, it was probably because I was interested in something or someone else.
Absolutely.
And I didn't want to communicate that. So I put it on, oh, it's all me. It's my fault. And I don't want to hurt you. And that's true. I don't want to hurt you, but I'm also not telling you the truth of what's really happening.
It's crazy because, okay. He's in the military, so he was stationed someplace that was further than where he recently got stationed from. I mean, stationed to, not going to put where, but he was stationed someplace that literally I had to take a plane to get to visit, right? And then when he got to a place where it was drivable, that's when you want to, you know, I guess it's new scene for you because... He was paying my phone bill, and then all of a sudden he was like after we broke up, he was like, oh, you know, I was talking to this, what did he say? I was talking to this, like, person that helps you with finance. Can't think right now, but the person that helps you with finance and, you know, go ahead, Matthew. I know
financial advisor.
Yeah, okay.
whatever. So, he talking so, to the chick. Whatever.
Right. So talking to the financial advisor and you were saying it's not in your budget to pay my phone bill. I bet it ain't because you're probably paying old girl phone bill.
I mean, so let me help out, bro. Let me
Matthew, help us out, bro. Help us out.
Let me just say this. Matthew. Let me say this, right? My boy, now the reason why I'm gonna say this, I'm not trying to be philosophical or whatever you guys said earlier. But we don't realize when we're breaking up with people, a lie will cost you so much more than the truth could have savored in that moment.
True.
For you to say down the line you saw him with another chick, I got the trauma of my grandfather. I got you not by my side this day. Then you call it quits. And then months later, you are with someone else. Like, when you lie to the people that trust you, you break the trust that could possibly never be again. Now, I think that's what I was saying earlier for that dog started up, was that we find so many different methods to just tell somebody I'm moving on instead of just being 100% honest about it.
Exactly.
And he was probably already interested in old girl, like, when he said that. And you go do you. And that's what I think we need to talk about real quick. If go do you. Here's the thing, like, some of the time when people be like dipping and breaking up XYZ, do you, because I'm going to do me. I'm going to get me. And so you go ahead, Kenan, because I was getting ready to get real ratchet. I mean, I was about to go to a high place in God.
Yeah, you was going there. And hold on, before you get there, because
I'm going to get me. But go ahead on.
Okay. Now, all right. So if we are really dating, right? If we are really dating as young people and young adults, we are dating. Most times when you date, you're thinking, okay, maybe I can live my life with this person. Maybe I'll get married to them. Maybe it'll be a common law marriage. I don't know, whatever, right? But you're looking to be with that person for a couple of years or so. And how do you get to the point of who I have is enough? Or do I need to give my attention to other places?
See, the
when
problem
do you, when
is-
do you get to that place?
The problem is, and it's not just for males, the problem is people like attention. They seek attention. So when you are in a relationship and you post in that relationship, it's a lot of people that don't care and it's a lot of people that back off. And because you're not getting that same attention, or you have people in your DMs or people telling you you're gorgeous, and you know, it's not that your significant other doesn't tell you these things. They may just not tell you as often. So when you hear that, it's like, oh, I'm getting this attention. Oh, well, you got, you know, you look a little bit better than the person that I'm with right now. Oh, you know, they telling me something that I want to hear that I haven't heard before. Instead of just being very vocal and being honest, you can get a long way by being honest. I've seen a dude literally tell a girl, I'm talking to three other people besides you. Did she stop talking to him? No. Because, I mean, you being honest, I can take it or leave it.
I don't know what the hell you got going on.
I will say, when you talking to somebody and you upfront with them and you let them know, hey, you're beautiful and I love our conversation, but I also am talking to somebody else or I got something going on. When you're in that single stage, you free to, I don't want to say do whatever, but you're single. So if you are upfront and say, you know what, hey, you're beautiful, I like you, I like what we got going on, but I also like what I got going on with whoever else, right? Now, if you're on the other end of that, do you feel like it's a competition? Or do you feel as if, I mean, because you got to win this person over, really?
I mean, me personally, listen, I'm going to ask you up front, just so I know how to move. What's going on? Like, you just talking to me, or we're talking to other people. Like, I'm quick to ask that question because I ain't about to get my feelings hurt. Because guess what? If you're talking to other people, just know that our conversation is what it is, a conversation. I'm not doing nothing extra. I'm not trying to win you over. You're going to pick who you want to pick. Because if that's the case, you could have just stopped talking to everybody for me if you wanted to. It's your decision. Yeah. It's your decision and it's mine. Like, I'm not competing with anyone.
What you doing, Matt? You putting them in competition, ain't it? They got to compete against each other, huh?
Don't put that on me. Don't put that on me. No. I would definitely say, like, this is not a permission pass, I think, to cheat on people or whatever. But, like, for men or even an individual that has to have multiple people on a roster, quote unquote, it's because they haven't saw everything in one person. That's not an excuse. Let me clean that up real quick.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that they have not possibly made the effort to find all that they're getting in one person. I would get real graphic, but I'm not going to do that. But what I am saying is that we go.
It's the glass house. It's the glass house.
Come on, man.
We go. Like, you know, if you got to get affection from here, you got to get words of affirmation from there. You've got to get physical touch from there. You have to get receiving gifts from there. You've got four people giving you what one person could possibly possess. And what happens with that is that we find ourselves depleting so much of who we want to be in the future. So when we finally get to the person that we feel like we were created for, we've got nothing left. So the question that will be asked for someone who has been with a lot of people, not sexually, but emotionally and even physically, do you've got anything left for me? There is, if you come from a breakup and you've got nothing left to offer the future you, that means that the present you isn't healed from the past experiences. So being someone who has at a time has had multiple girlfriends or girls that I was talking to, what I think has finally got me to a place of comfort was seeing that if Aaliyah had everything, why do I have to go get something else? So either you invest time into seeing what else this one person has to give you. And I'm not talking in the context of just Aaliyah, but even if I was talking to someone else, but versus trying to get it everywhere else. Like, we don't make an effort to try. And I can say as guys, sometimes we don't make an effort to try to get everything in one place. We try to get in multiple places because that possibly makes us feel like we still got it. Got what, player? Because ain't no way you're talking about you got some. I mean, that's a lot of money to be spreading, a lot of attention to be. So what you got?
Good. And
because she told you that she can feel it, and the other girl told you that it's too small and she doesn't feel it.
Oh my!
So
the glass house.
Getting real transparent in here.
So I'm trying. Go ahead, Keenan. Go ahead.
Well, check this out, because I saw something on Instagram a couple days ago, and this girl says, "Well, no woman wants a man that other women don't want."
Help me out. No, that's not true. Because let me clean that. Let me help you right there. Because women, right? You want your man with a six pack, an easy smile, and nice eyes. But ain't no way you want all of that, and you ain't in shape. You be asking for what you don't got to offer. So ain't no way you have a requirement for preferences, but you ain't somebody preference. None of us ain't everybody cup of tea, but somebody like drinking this tea. And right. So for you to decide, go ahead, Nalisha, because I'm about to go off.
Listen, let me say this.
Clean it up, skinny mini. Clean it up. Clean it up. Fly. I'm getting ready. That's why you got to get what you like from the beginning so you don't have to go looking later. See, because if you a man and you like meat, go get you some meat. If you a boy and you like bones or you like meat, get you that, player, so you can eat all day. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You the guy who eat it?
Get what you like.
I knew this was going to be a good one. See, I knew this was going to be a good one.
Get what you like.
Okay, listen.
You better go ahead on now, Lisa. You better go ahead on now. Okay. I like my woman with some thighs on her. I like to be... Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So you want to make me lose my train of thought. So
yeah, honey.
You know what's crazy though? You can, the man that you want or the significant other that you want, the way that you treat them can make them open up into a different area that they never been before. It could be somebody who that you seen in school and you was like, dang, like they wasn't hitting on nothing. When you start dating them, you compliment them. Not everybody want to talk to them. Everybody want to do this. Everybody want to. It don't necessarily have to be they come like that. It might be something that they don't have that you bring to the table. Like, okay, so let's say a guy may not be in shape, right? A guy might not be in shape. But you get with him. Both of y'all going to the gym. He working out. He done got a new body. Everybody want to talk to him.
Yeah, and some girl, like, so I remember this girl I used to go to high school with. Beautiful girl, beautiful, nice personality. A little ghetto, but she's beautiful. And I remember this one dude trying to talk to her. Nice guy, you know, he was on the football team, basketball team, XYZ. And every time, and she would sit next to me in social studies because I was really good at social studies and that math stuff. You can't help you with that.
She was cheating off you, Matthew?
Of course, but I was cheating off her paper in the math class. But the dude would try to talk to her over and over and over again. I'm thinking, like, them two look good together. Like, you know, he kind of popular, you know, basketball team. You know, she cute. All the boys like her, X, Y, Z. And I remember one day she told him, she was like, yo. She was like, you cute. Like, I don't doubt that. She said, but I like my men with a belly. And he was like, what you want that for? She said, because that's what I like. Now, let me back the butt. I don't even know how we got on this conversation, but you need to get what you like. And here's the thing. That's the purpose of dating, right? To figure out what you like. So just because you've had a breakup in one season, that doesn't demand the end of your dating situation. Like, get what you like, but it's not until you, unfortunately, I know we live in a culture where people say, like, you know, God's going to send you a wife. God ain't sending you nobody you ain't looking for. I just said some up and through here real quick. God going to send you a husband. Ain't no way God going to send you a husband and all you do is sit in the house all day long with a bonnet on. God ain't sending you nobody, okay? Nobody, all right?
My like, Lord.
You have to make yourself available.
Like shots was fired.
And I'm about to throw him again. You got to make yourself available. Like, when you put yourself out to date, you put yourself, that is at the expense of possibly getting a broken heart, possibly getting your feelings hurt, because you don't know what's out there, but you got to get out there. I am so thankful that I've had the breakups that I did because it led me to the blessing that I got.
That's true.
Kenan, if you're not about to tell us when Precious held that door open,
wow! So
if you're not getting ready to tell the world about the day that she stood in the door and you had to call campus police, we have nothing to talk about.
No, why have I heard this story before?
Are you serious, bro?
So yeah, if that's what you're about to talk about, go ahead and talk about that, because I'm all ears, baby. Let's go. Let's do this.
This is so crazy, bro.
You won't believe. I'm like, is anything worse when so and so threw all that mustard on my car back in the gym? Yes,
exactly. That's exactly. Now we can go. We can talk about that.
I ain't gonna call a name now, but I'm gonna tell you. Wait, I was in the house teaching Bible study, and I came out from the Bible study. I had a 2000 Honda Accord. I came outside, mustard all on the car. And then it's crazy because
she turned
I get in the car
to a hot dog.
She, you know what? You thought I was going to be funny, didn't you?
So wait. How long was Bible study?
About 30 minutes. I went over about 5 minutes, but when I put it all together, I realized didn't nobody else know I was teaching Bible study but her.
My God.
Because I had told her before I went in the house, the teacher came outside. When I got in the car, she called me. Hey, you all right? What you doing? I'm good. I'm fine. What's up? Somebody threw something all in my car. I'm cleaning. Oh, okay, call me when you're done. I go up the street through the car wash, wash the car. She called me back. Hey, where you at? I'm driving. I'm about to go. What was that? Red Lobster with the people at the church. She says, oh, okay, cool. Well, we meet me at the mall. I go to the mall. She with the friend I told her that I don't like, right? Trying to hug me and trying to kiss me. I had already had an inclination that she did it, right? And then I get to Red Lobster. When I get to Red Lobster, sit in front of the girl at the church who I used to go with. She tell me, get your girlfriend. I said, what are you talking about? He said, get your girlfriend. She been sending me kick messages all day long. I said, what are you talking about? How about I look outside the door? I look outside the door. Sis driving around the parking lot. Tell that to come outside. I said, oh, you the one do that on my car.
Not you had a car full of mustard.
Child, guess what happened at the end?
What?
Me and her end up getting married. Go ahead on.
That was Aaliyah?
Go ahead on. Go ahead, Ken. Go ahead. Leave me alone. Hurry up. Go ahead.
Oh, man, I forgot what I was about to say. Oh, man.
No, you about to tell us how Precious held that door open, girl.
No, I wasn't going to tell y'all that. And that is not that girl's name. Her name is not Precious.
What was her name? Why do I keep calling her Precious? What's up with a P? What went on with a P?
We know. See?
It wasn't Precious. I don't know why I thought her name was Precious.
All right. Now, the question I have is.
You ain't got no question. I don't know her name. I forgot her name.
The question I have is.
I thought it was Precious.
She's trying to bypass.
who is more?
I thought her name was Precious.
Who is more harmful and who is more harmful and hurtful in breakups? Is it women or is it men?
First thing women talk about is how bad the sex was. Bottom line. Change my mind.
Now, Alicia, help us out.
I feel like it's...
Y'all know you ain't talking. You couldn't even get that thing up. Come on, go ahead on. Because that's how y'all do. Go ahead.
I feel like emotionally, it's men. Physically, it's women. Because like he said, pour mustard on the car. Or they break a windshield or something like that. But emotionally, it's men.
Y'all
physically,
it's women. Y'all get vindictive.
You shouldn't have did what you did because you tried me. Don't try me again.
See that? I knew she had that in her, Kenan. She ain't telling everything.
Now, from Matthew's story, I think...
Tell your story. Stop talking about mine. Tell me what
happened. It was something that he did that caused that.
Kenan,
for me specifically, I did not cheat on this girl. I wasn't talking to nobody else.
And you trying to, and you indicating that I didn't like it.
I'm not saying that.
I didn't like that.
I'm not saying that.
We done.
But for me, I didn't cheat on her. I wasn't talking to anybody else. I vaguely remember, but I wasn't doing anything outside of our relationship. I just wanted to break up. I just wanted us to be over with. Like, I just wanted us to be done. But me saying that I wanted us to be done led to her, in a way, stalking me, right? Like, showing up to my place, following me when I was driving, like, parking outside of where I was and following me around, driving around, following me, showing up to my job. It was a little weird. It was a little weird. So,
sound like you were doing something right, Playboy.
Okay, I got a question.
Oh, the web we weave when we deceive.
What? Okay, so I feel like dudes like a smidgen of crazy because ain't no way.
But we don't.
Nah, Kenan, you can't cap though because sometimes the best sex you had is after an argument.
Listen, after you done did all that and went that far, I ain't got nothing else to say to you.
Nah, the mustard. I didn't like the mustard, but I mean, I like the girl still. But go ahead on. Defend what you just said, Nalisha. Defend that.
The reason why I say I feel like y'all like a little crazy is because y'all do something. And not saying that y'all know we gonna, you know, act the way we do. And it's not always intentional, you know. Sometimes like I've done something crazy like once in my life, but I've never went back there. And once I realized what I was doing, I drove off. But the reason why I say y'all like a little crazy is because there is not one girl that y'all ever there is not one girl that y'all ever dated where it's like she a little crazy, but you know, I love her. It's something about her. It may not be physically crazy, but it's something.
I think all women put on this, I don't want to say front, but all women put on this characteristic of, you know, if you with me, you with me, and they get possessive at times, or they, you're mine, or da-da-da.
Not necessarily possessive. It's just, like, the crazy thing about it is a lot of women warn y'all, don't play with me.
What does that mean? Don't play with me. Because we hear it so many times.
I'm about to say, go ahead on. Say what you got to say because I didn't like that.
Play with
either.
Me means.
Don't play with me.
Y'all ain't got it. And who playing with y'all? We literally pouring out, you know, doing everything. Then here you go. You talking to X, Y, Z. You cheating on me. You over here talking about you wasn't home and you was home the whole time. And don't play with me. Just be honest.
I'm grown. Don't nobody owe nobody no explanation.
Who?
I'm not saying that now. I'm not gonna say that. But what I'm gonna say is,
I mean, but why girls always say, don't play with me. Don't play with me. Don't play
with me. That's why the mustard got on that Honda right there. That's why the mustard got on that Honda.
Oh, okay. I see what you're doing. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That boy had to go get a new car, y'all.
Nah, Kenan. Ain't no way you just should have been told all my business on this podcast.
Well, I still to this day, while I was in college, another girl, she keyed my car, but never never confessed to actually keying my car.
Who did that? What was
and this
name?
Girl, I'm not gonna say.
Was it the one that I'm thinking tattoos?
No, this wasn't her.
Oh, y'all this do the same thing was, women do? Let me find out. Give people nicknames.
That wasn't her. This was was right before
your,
her.
Your favorite, ex, according to Michael, your favorite ex.
Man, please. That's your favorite ex. That's your favorite ex of mine.
Boy, this man right here is, bro.
Now, Alicia.
Ain't no way you just said that because... That girl asked me to come speak at her event. He's so mad because I won't delete her, but he ain't never deleted Aaliyah when we stopped talking. You all right, sis? You good, sis? Ain't no way he's sitting up here playing with me like that.
If you break up with somebody, right? You break up with somebody, yeah. But one of your closest friends, your best friend, is still in contact with the one you broke up with.
Man, that grass.
Where's the loyalty there?
Listen, when I break up with them, you break up with them. What they say? When I break up, the family break up, don't talk to my mama, don't talk to my auntie, don't talk to
none
of them.
An event that never even happened, bro. So what are you talking about? The event never happened. Like, I never spoke at the event. So what are you talking about?
It was never going to happen anyway. She just wanted to reach out to you. But that's another story for another day.
Reach out.
But yeah,
somebody's hanging.
Yeah. I've had some situations and some breakups and things that I am grateful. It makes me grateful for where I am and having a wife now and having somebody who I can really feel comfortable with. I think ultimately what made me choose my wife to marry was the fact that I could be unapologetically me. I could just be me, right? And she was able to accept and help and have fun with every part of me, right? Like, that's Preacher Keenan, that's, you know, Keenan that used to sell drugs, that's Keenan that used to do this, that's Keenan that used to, you know, like everything. But she was able to accept that, she was able to ride with that, and just accept me for me, and I was just totally comfortable where I felt like, in my other relationships, I wasn't as comfortable and I was still holding back certain parts of me just to make that person comfortable. I was making that person comfortable by being uncomfortable.
What kind of weed you was selling?
See, all I said was drugs. Now you want to talk about, see what I'm saying?
That man used to be smoking Black and Miles over like 10. I'm done. I can't keep doing this with you, man.
That's even bad, y'all. This
man. I'm from Savannah.
Wait, this man sit up there and smoked them Black
Savannah
and Miles.
Savannah did it to me.
This man sit up there and smoked them Black and Miles. Like, first bro, of all, how old you is?
Can I just say I'm learning a lot about, listen, I know a little bit about these two gentlemen on this podcast. But
oh, you ever check your credit report and see how much student loans you got? Like, ain't no way these people took all this money from me like that.
That's not what we're talking about, right?
Right.
I'm learning more
and more and more. Matthew with the mustard car.
Bruh.
Keenan with the selling drugs. Ooh-wee, ooh, Chile. Wait, okay, so we are about to end the podcast, but I do want to end it this way. Go down. I'm not going to start first. I want Matthew to start first. What's the craziest thing that you have done? It doesn't have to be before a relationship.
You know, if everybody knows it, everybody knows that I have great aspirations in politics and government. So there's not much crazy that I've actually allowed myself
to
do.
Man, please.
Because I've been thinking about my future a lot. So I can't really say that I've done anything that crazy. So despite what you two may believe, I'm actually a good guy.
Okay.
So you gonna get to the real?
So I can't think of anything crazy that I've done.
So you ain't sat outside that girl's house?
I ain't never sat outside nobody's house. I ain't never sat outside nobody's house. I ain't never followed nobody.
You ain't never walked down the block.
I ain't never walked down no block.
Matthew, quit playing.
I swear, bro, it's crazy. I'm thinking, I ain't never done that.
I'd be scared to double text. Ain't no way I'm going to do that. I'm serious. I've always had so much pride. I can't think of something. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. I really can't.
I'll do this. I think.
Keenan, help me. I've not done anything crazy like that.
I don't think I've done anything crazy either, but I'll tell you the most sap thing that I've done. The most sap thing that I've done in a relationship. Sappy.
Got it.
In a relationship, me and this girl, we were talking. We broke up.
We're not talking if you don't call names.
I can't call names. Come on now. We're not calling names. But me and this girl, we were talking. We broke up. I was caught texting an ex-girlfriend of mine while on a family vacation with my current girlfriend's family.
I remember that.
It wasn't no crazy text messages. It wasn't no crazy text messages. My birthday had just passed, so my ex-girlfriend reached out to me or whatever, and we were just saying, happy birthday, thank you, whatever, da-da-da-da-da. Conversation didn't go too far, but she didn't like what she saw in the text messages at all. Cool. So what I did was, after that family vacation or whatever, I drove hours to go and see my girlfriend.
I remember this.
And planned a whole day. I surprised her.
Had on pink shirts and all. I don't forget nothing.
Let me tell the story. So I go to
a photo shoot that day and all. I don't forget nothing, buddy. I don't forget anything. I don't forget nothing. Go ahead.
I go to her house. I apologize to her parents. Because they had, allowed me to go on that trip with them or whatever. I apologize to her parents. I apologize to her siblings, right? Trying to do the manly thing, whatever. Then that whole day I had stuff planned. We had a photo shoot that I already had planned. She loved it. We had, we went out to get something to eat. We went bowling, did some other stuff or whatever. Had an amazing day. For her to call me back the next day and tell me, well, I want to be with you, but while we weren't talking during that time or whatever, she cheated on me.
Did I get it right? Was it with the dude she married twice? Or was that a different dude?
I don't know. I don't think it was him. I think it was somebody else.
Oh, okay.
I think it was somebody else.
Nalisha's so confused, and she just needs more context, but we out of time. So,
but that's the most sappy thing I've done. That's what I'll say.
I've done some crazy things in my life.
Yeah, Nalisha, tell us. I know we got to go, but you have to tell us what you've done, because I've noticed what you've done strategically. You have put me and Keenan in a very vulnerable position. Talk about the most absurd things that we've ever done. And I've not done anything, apparently, besides be a victim to someone's rage of mustard. But Nalisha, please end this episode telling us the craziest thing you have ever done.
Okay. So remember how I tell y'all, when I tell people don't play with me.
They're starting off bad. Go ahead.
So this guy, he just did the most. I'm not going to go into detail what he did because we're on limited time. I'm a very nice person. So, I felt like I was tried, which I was. So I tried to run him over with my car, but then I backed up and I tried again. And then the second time, I realized what I was doing. I just drove off.
Wait.
That's why God took that car. That's why God took that car right there.
That was the same Nissan Altima. The red one.
That's why God got rid of it.
But he blessed me with the big body Benz, though. He blessed me with the big body Benz.
Did you make contact with? Wait.
No.
You said you backed up.
He was running.
All right, question.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the Glass House podcast.
I gotta know.
I think this is another episode for another day.
Nah, Shotty, go ahead and wrap that one up. Go get it.
This was the Glass House podcast. Thank y'all so much for tuning in.
Well, friends, we've run out of time. Well, friends, we have run out of time, but we've not run out of stories, you know, but we got to go. So thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Glass House Podcast. You can see everything in this house. Until next time, love people right, lead people right, pray for people, be nice to people. Just do right by God's people.
And don't let anybody play with you.
Nalisha, ain't no way you're just going to interrupt me like that with that. Yes, and as Nalisha said, don't let nobody play with you. You know, because people will try to hit you with their red Nissan Altima.
Come on.
And yes, people would go on family vacation and text other people while they're on family vacation and then go back and apologize to the family and go on a photo shoot and a picnic and XYZ and all those wonderful things just to call the second day and say, yeah, I did it to somebody else while you was because I had to let a little
petty. No.
So yes, thank you so much. Though God has been good to me and he has blessed my mind not to do the most erratic things like these two. Just know that I'm praying for you. So I'm praying for you both.
Blind.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for listening to another great episode of the Glass House Podcast. Family, we will see you next time. But don't forget, we only ask you to do one thing, and that's to send this episode to somebody else if it's been good to you. All right, for listening to the Glass House Podcast.